Abortion law will differ state by state if the Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade as expected this summer. Already, abortion rights advocates report that demand for abortion pills is on the rise. But in Tennessee, a new law signed last week would make it a crime to deliver these abortion pills by mail. Blake Farmer is senior healthcare reporter for WPLN in Nashville. Hi, Blake.
Hello, Scott.
So abortion pills are often used to end a pregnancy within the first 10 weeks. What does this law, which takes effect in January, do when it comes to distributing them, mailing them out?
Well, telemedicine abortions were already banned in Tennessee. And as you say, this method now accounts for a majority of abortions, these abortion pills. The law requires that the doctor physically hands the patient this medication rather than sending them to the pharmacy. It also specifically outlaws sending them by mail. So, you know, even sending a prescription to a Tennessee pharmacy wouldn't be allowed.
Okay. And we should note this law does not punish patients who take the pills. But tell us a little bit more about the penalties. You mentioned the doctors. Is there anyone else in this chain who might be penalized?
You're right. The patient would not be subject to prosecution, just the doctor. It'd be a low-level felony, which could mean prison time and a $50,000 fine. It also opens up the doctor to malpractice lawsuits and even other civil liabilities. You know, it's unclear how this would be tracked. You know, it'd be difficult. One physician even pointed out that these are some of the same drugs that are also used when someone has a miscarriage.
Yeah. Now, you spoke to Will Brewer, a lobbyist for Tennessee Right to Life, about the purpose of this law.
This is certainly to, at the very most, create a penalty type situation for violating this law, at the very least to make a public statement that this is not competent medicine. And how can you even know if a woman is pregnant if you're sitting on a Zoom call three states away?
So, Blake, you suggested that it might be hard to enforce this. So is part of the goal here for proponents of this law to create a chilling effect?
Well, yes, certainly a chilling effect, but it is primarily targeting the possibility that out-of-state doctors who might be in more abortion-friendly states might conduct telehealth visits and have this medication sent to a patient here in Tennessee. I mean, there's real reason for this kind of a concern. There are accounts of doctors in places like California getting licensed in a state like Tennessee that would ban abortion if Roe versus Wade is overturned, just so they could provide telehealth abortions and send abortion medication. This law even considers that possibility and says that a doctor's Tennessee license could be taken away for breaking this law.
Yeah. On the other side of this debate, we have sound from Julie Edwards, an organizer for Planned Parenthood of Tennessee, at a recent rally against abortion restrictions.
It's going to take all of us to keep each other's secrets, to hold each other's hands, to keep each other safe.
So, keep each other safe. Might there be ways for women to still get around this, still get abortion pills one way or another?
Well, you know, Julie's sort of making the point here that it's not like this medication is super hard to get a hold of, and perhaps there would be some kind of underground system to get people the medication. She even talked about her own abortion when she was a teenager, that, you know, a friend's older sister helped get the medication, and she had this sort of self-managed abortion, as she called it, at home. But, you know, it is hard to imagine doctors, at least here in Tennessee, risking so much to provide medication abortions like this.
Can I ask you a little bit more about the enforcement side of this? I mean, how easy or hard will it be for the authorities to track these transactions, to track the delivery of these pills?
Well, it's really hard to know because this is not a highly controlled substance at this point, like what we call controlled substances, let's say like high-powered narcotics. So it's going to be difficult, and you ask anybody on any side of this, whether it's somebody, let's say, from a Planned Parenthood or from a Right to Life kind of an organization, and they really don't know what enforcement looks like because this law was really passed with the idea that Roe versus Wade might be overturned. So, you know, once we get there, then we sort of see what enforcement might look like.
And finally, Blake, what does abortion access in the state of Tennessee look like right now? The state does have a trigger law on the books that would ban most abortions if and when Roe is overturned.
True. So abortion access remains in Tennessee and states like it. There is, you know, there certainly are restrictions like waiting periods, but there are still a few abortion clinics providing surgical abortions when needed, and abortion pills are available. But certainly folks who are concerned about abortion access are looking to the horizon and knowing that that what's coming is going to require mm-hmm. them to do something differently.
That's Blake Farmer, senior healthcare reporter for WPLN in Nashville. Blake, thank you.
You're welcome.